Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome, welcome to the October 9th edition of the Yacht Rock Show. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
I'm Joe Carlisle.
That's right. And Samia.
Did I say that too fast?
On the wheel.
We should start like that.
What's that?
From now on, we should start by, you say, I'm Eddie Gans, and I say, and I'm Joe Carlisle. You could say, and you're listening to the show, you know.
Right.
It sounds like the same show every week where you're going, hello, my friends, and welcome.
It does, but yeah, you know.
I can't tell the difference between the shows.
That's true. So
I could just look at all the information they provide you that tells you the date and everything, but
yeah, yeah.
I'm an audible guy. I like hearing the difference.
You like hearing differences. Well, I did change it up. I said the date.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
And we were off last week. We took a little breather, which is always good. You know, recharge the VCR, recharge the batteries.
We're always a little off.
We're always a little off. Well, remember, we're still recording remote. We're not going to the studio. So
Right.
Just want to make
right
that.
Right now, it's like.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, it's sounding kind of robotic. But it won't record that way,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, it was kind of robotic, yeah.
Yeah. So, we've got...
Yeah, Samir will probably test. All right, so let's start it up.
Well, we got some nice, new, old stock. Remember Babyface? Of course.
Yes. Kenneth Babyface Edmonds.
Yes. Well, he's always dabbled in the pop, yacht rock thing. He's always had a foot in there.
Yeah, is it yacht rock? Well, I guess it's the R&B.
Yeah, right. Well, this is a very pleasant surprise. It's called We've Got Love from the Return of the Tender Lover album. So I think it was done 5 years ago. And I've never heard this until recently. I just discovered it. And it's amazing. It's got the Saturday in the Park thing going on. You'll hear it. It's going, da, 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 da. It's amazing how many songs that have that. You know?
Yeah.
So you'll listen closely.
The chromatic descending line.
Yeah, yeah. It's got that, you know, you'll hear it.
For those technically minded people.
That's right.
So let's, without any further ado, go ahead.
Let's do it. Well, here's We've Got Love, Babyface. You're going to love this, folks.
One thing that makes it always work out is 'cause we got love. can't stop this feeling.
Yacht, I can't stop this feeling, and that's Pure Prairie League with Vince Gill kicking it.
Yeah,
I love that. I always love
his voice and his guitar playing.
Oh, he's always had a great pop sound, right? Always.
Yeah.
Always. He has great commercial pop sounding voice.
Yeah, commercial appeal, which is probably why he did well afterwards.
Absolutely. Oh, he's got a couple of country songs that I love. Remember that song? I get things in the knee, and I remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I
What was that song?
And when you smile, that smile, I get a whenever you come around. Remember that?
That's a good one. Yeah, very good song.
Cool.
I love his wife, too. He married Amy Grant, who I thought was good,
Grant.
Too.
Amy Grant. Sure.
Yeah, she was always very good. She was a little Christian at some point, but she went mainstream with that one. Remember, she had that one hit, Baby, Baby?
Yeah. In the 90s, she was kicking.
Yeah, somewhere in the 90s. It was a very good album.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we digress. So what's up next?
So let's bring in our friend Glenn Shark to announce the next...
Glenn,
LRB?
Get the hell in here. Get out of the turlet. We need you.
The turlet.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Hi, everyone. This is Glenn Shorrock, the original lead singer of the Little River Band, and I'm here with your captain, Eddie Gans. We're keeping it smooth just for you, right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up is another LRB classic. And the rain turns into thunder.
perspective isn't always very clear.
Should have been huge.
It's a pretty modern sounding tune.
But at this time, right? That sounds like a really nice LRB, you know, like one of those songs, like reminiscing kind of, you know what I mean? I mean, even though it was recorded much later, you know, than
Reminiscing. It sounds like it had more modern sounding recording
techniques
employed for sure.
Sure. But a great song, but the ingredients are there, you know, and it's a shame, but at least now we get to find these beautiful gems and, you know, let you guys check them out.
Yeah.
So here's a great one. This came out, I don't know, maybe in the 2000s. I love this. This is talking about Gino Vannelli. The album is called These Are the Days.
Yeah, 2006.
There you go. And it's interesting, this. You know, this song, It's Only Love. I guess he was making an attempt, a last attempt, you know?
What, to hit the charts?
I guess, you know. When you hear it, you'll hear what I mean. But the song is great. And
why is that such an impossible feat for someone of a certain age to make it onto the charts? Even if you take a song that was, like, slated for, like, Justin Timberlake or... You know, somebody who would make it on the charts, and you gave it to Gino Vannelli. Why is it that wouldn't make it on the charts? Because people would instinctively know that the guy was over the age of 30.
Well, unless you're Jennifer Lopez, she's getting away with it, and she's in her 50s.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yep. But of course, she. What?
50's the new 30.
Yeah. Well, she definitely doesn't look. She doesn't look like she's in her 50s. She looks unbelievable. But without any further, I want you guys to check this out. This is Gino Vannelli, It's Only Love. Funky as hell.
Now just cause the world's come to an end, that's no cause to lose my mind. So the girl went south on me, left my skivvies in a bind. Yeah, but we shall overcome somehow. In a day now.
lost in the desert on a horse with no name, the Yacht Rock Show will guide you back down the road of smooth. It's the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie and Joe.
No time for breakfast. There's always time for McDonald's.
On your mark, get set, start.
Your morning at McDonald's. We're right on your way.
We got it fast, fresh, friendly. What a way to start your day.
Egg McMuffin on the run. Hot coffee to go. Carry out, drive on through. Either way you know it's great when we're together.
Don't start without us.
McDonald's and
proud sponsor of the 84 Olympics.
Something's coming up the plumbing, poor Luigi's in a bind. Giant turtles out to get him, creepy crabs are right behind. Fighter flies, jeepers, shites, they're all coming out the pipes.
Mario, where are you?
It's Atari Mario Brothers, with Mario from Donkey Kong, his brother Luigi, and lots of crazy creatures. And it's twice the fun when two play at once, because you need all the help you can get.
Mario, where are you?
Mario Brothers, new from Atari.
Slam.
It's wow. Like Samir said, it's so Barry White sounding.
Yeah. That song, it's funny. Barry White could have done that, you know. But that was not Barry White, though.
No. But, who was it? You said band called Blue? Group called Blue?
It's a group called Blue, and I believe they're from London. So for our friends out in London, you guys definitely must know this group. And they had a couple of things. I believe they even worked with Elton John. I think they did a version of Sorry Seems to Be, you know?
Oh, wow.
With Elton. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure on that. Okay. But I love that. I love what they did. They respected the arrangement, you know? It's got the horns, beautiful strings, the groove. I love it. Really cool.
Yeah, well done, old school.
That's right. Thank you. So,
okay, what's up?
Here we go. No Looking Back. This is Certified Yacht by the godfather of yacht rock, Michael McDonald. What else can I say? What do you think of that?
Sounds like it should be on the Top Gun soundtrack.
Yeah, right?
When was
or
that,
something
about
1982?
Like
that. That, no, I think that was, you got me on that one.
Yeah, I know it's later than that, but it sounds so 82.
It's probably 84, 85.
Oh, okay, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, no.
It's right where it belongs. Like
exactly. But it's on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So, next, this is a really nice Daryl Hall outing, solo outing. This is from 93. He did a I'm in a Philly Mood from the album Soul Alone, which I think even when he, by the time he did this album, it was
which
too
means,
late.
Which means John Oates, Take a Walk.
Yeah, exactly. But this album didn't light up the charts. I mean, and it's great. But it just, the timing was off.
Now, this song, oddly enough, the one you're going to play, was co-written by Alan Gorey from
Blue
River
Band. At that. From Average White Band.
I'm sorry, Average White Band. Average White Band.
Very nice. Who are the cats?
And
anybody?
I think it doesn't give detail, but I think Alan Gorey's probably singing background on it.
Oh.
Not playing bass.
Well, the bass is slamming.
Okay, so it's either him or T-Bone Walk or
maybe
a couple other guys on that.
Yeah. This is really cool. This is the radio edit. There is a longer version, but this is just as good. So check it out, folks. I'm in a Philly Mood, Daryl Hall.
Baby, come on. I wanna touch you. Hey, everybody, this is Richard Page, former lead singer of Pages. I'm here with your host, Eddie Ganz. It's all about the smooth, keeping it right here on the Yacht Rock Show.
The Titans of Yacht Rock.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Chocolate is
scrunchies when it crunches. That's why I love Nestle Crunch.
Chocolate.
it is scrunchious when it crunches. That's why I love Nestle Crunch.
The blend of Nestle's creamy milk chocolate with crunchies tastes just as good as it sounds.
Chocolate is scrunchious when it crunches. That's why I love Nestle Crunch.
Yes, sir. The package will be on your desk tomorrow, and I say that with the utmost confidence. I will take care of it. How will I take care of it? I don't know how I'm going to take care of it if I knew how.
When it comes to sending a package somewhere overnight, most forceful executives become as helpless as a 2-year-old.
You'll take care of it?
And as a secretary, you have to take care of them.
How will you take care of it? How do you
just call Federal Express?
Oh.
Federal Express, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
Hi, everyone. This is LaFlex. We're keeping it smooth just for you because you are listening to the Yacht Rock Show.
Don't worry, don't fear the anchor, folks. It's quite benign. This one was sent in by Chucho Panda Gloria. Better known as...
Really?
Better known as Chach Pinglario.
Oh,
is
it,
is this Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, very yachty.
This is yachty as hell.
Right. This was really sent in by Eddie Gans himself, who's been wanting to profile this for a long time.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
But it's definitely.
I wanted to showcase this.
Definitely hits the spot.
Oh, yeah. This is yachty as hell. 1980 from the album City Limit. Whatever turns you on.
Woo! Ooh, nice changes.
That nice?
Oh, yeah. You should have just, forget about dropping the anchor. You should have just played this in the lineup. It's beautiful.
Right?
Really nice. Who knew? I didn't think he even had a career before Caribbean Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
Nice, right?
And he's from what, South Africa? Where's he from?
I don't know.
I think he's British. So I'm thinking maybe South Africa or just England proper.
I was checking out the album. Interesting. Producer Ken Gold.
Yeah.
And it was written by Billy Ocean and Ken Gold. Interesting. Come with me.
Yeah. Every day,
right? You got to live your
life every day. Yeah, I would add this to the steady rotation. It's excellent.
Cool.
So, we're going to send Eddie Gans his t-shirt out for picking a winner.
Thank you.
It's becoming a completely internalized system now. Next week, Joe Carlisle will be doing the picks, and he's going to get the oven mitt, the Yacht Rock oven mitt. I'm going to send him the oven mitt. Right? It's a closed circuit system now. We're so locked down here.
That's true. All right, isn't this what a winner, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was recorded in London, England, that's for sure.
Yeah.
See that here.
Now, I know for a fact that he re-recorded this song 2 years later.
Really?
On another album, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he wanted to... It's definitely a different version, but this one is yachtier. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Whatever turns you on. Oh, yeah. This definitely floats the boat. Man, I'm going to give that 5 anchors.
First time in Yacht Rock show history.
That's right.
5 anchors. And who did he give it to?
Himself. Hey, listen.
It's funny.
It floats the boat.
Certainly does. More than most.
Cool.
So let's move on.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather.
Hi, I'm Jeff Porcaro.
I'm Mike Porcaro.
My name is David Page.
I'm Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
Thank you.
man,
some
that
West Coast action
is out of control.
That's great.
What
interesting
do we know about
production.
This guy?
Really interesting production. He's from Finland.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah?
He's got a lot of respect on the West Coast. I mean, just the cats he got to actually join him on this album, on this track alone, it's Jason Sheff playing bass and singing, Vinny Colaiuta on drums. On other tracks, he's got Alex Al, who's a great West Coast bass guy, played with Michael Jackson for the last years of his life, and Simon Phillips, of course, you know.
Right.
Eric Marienthal, all those West Coast smooth jazz kind of guys, usually.
Right, right.
But they all crashed the boards on this guy's stuff.
Whew.
Yeah, it's really interesting. From Finland.
Really nice.
Did something with you said there's that David Foster tribute album. He was the producer on that.
He worked together with him. I mean, it's a David Foster album. It's called Fly Away.
Right. Was David Foster involved in it, or was it just a tribute to him?
Well, that's now I'm confused, because I'm thinking that it's an album that David Foster did. So we got to look into that more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
There's a bunch of singers on it. That's, even Joe Pizzullo did that Through the Fire, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great, folks. Unbelievable. And we're talking about Tommy Malm.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying it right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Walking on Air. Phenomenal. And Jason Sheff on vocals. Unbelievable. All right, so here's a nice version of the Larson Featon, Who'll Be the Fool Tonight, by our favorite, Mr. Ricky Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah. Check this out.
I was Hi, you guys. I'm Al Jarreau. And you're listening to
the Yacht Rock Radio Show.
Like that from the Al Jarreau, Real Tight.
What's that from?
I believe it's from Ellis for Lover.
Ah.
Yeah. Interesting album. From Nile Rodgers to Skritti Politti and Prince.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Not surprised.
No, of course not. So.
Very low down.
Oh, yeah. So we've come to the end of another killer episode of the Yacht Rock Show. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes,
much as Joe and I enjoyed this. We had a blast. So we're going to end with the killer. This is Bill Champlin on vocals. David Foster produced this, I believe, together with Jay Gridden. And this is In the Stone. This is killer. I love
and
the horns.
It should sound vaguely familiar to you guys.
Yes,
you listen,
it should.
If you listen from the beginning. If you listen to our show from the very beginning, it should sound vaguely familiar.
That's right.
All right. So with that, good night, everybody. We'll see you next
time. Good night. Joe and I will catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. See you later.
touch the heart and souls of you and me. Love will learn to sing your song. Oh, love is written in the stone. Every man I meet is walking time, free to wander past his conscious mind. Love will come and take you home. Oh, love is written in the stone. Do you believe, my friend, in what you claim? People of the world all doubt the same, bringing questions of their own. The truth. What the old folks say. Getting stronger every day. Oh, strength is written in the stone. Deep inside your heart for you to keep up lies a spark of light that never, never sleeps. The greatest love you'll ever know. Ooh, love is written in the stone.